This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning and happy three-day weekend Friday.
Hooray!
La, 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 la.
Goodbye, summer. Goodbye.
Yeah, enough of this.
Have a good one.
Yep.
I mean, it's going to be hotter than hell today.
And tomorrow and Sunday and Monday.
But
and
this is the official goodbye to summer. In fact, they even have fall leaves on the USA Today.
Do they?
Front page. Fall leaves are here, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a college football weekend. Oh, God. It's just finally. Summer's over.
Oh, God. I love summer. It's
and
my
the
favorite.
Best time of year is here.
Fall is great. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's so funny. Me and Yuzi were talking about how it's a, you know, it's so great to have a three-day weekend. I'm sorry if you don't have one. I know 415 is going to text us and bitch right now, but it's great to have a three-day weekend.
415 doesn't text us anymore.
Oh, really? Oh, did you block them?
It.
That's right. You're just yelling into the wind.
Yeah. You know, you're just booing yourself.
But it's awesome to have a three-day weekend. And then we're not even going to be able to go outside this weekend because it's going to be 115 degrees. Yeah. So basically, hunker down in your house, get in your basement where it's nice and cool. Oh, wait, we don't have basements out here. I forgot. That's an East Coast thing.
Out here.
We don't. It's amazing.
Anyway.
Like, you'd never have a house without a basement back east because that's where you go in the summer to get cool.
Yeah, the beach where I live is going to be so crowded.
Yeah.
Right.
That I'm not even going to be able to.
No,
but it'll be
between
over.
Between the heat and the crowds, you're stuck in your house.
On Monday, it'll be over.
Yeah.
Like that
it
Monday evening over. When everyone starts to go home, I'll be, everyone in my area goes, we get our house back.
Oh.
We get our town back.
Oh, no wonder you hate summer. I mean, if you live on the beach where everyone comes all summer
right.
long, I can absolutely see why that would be a problem.
Yesterday, I ran by the beach boardwalk and there was this eerie calm before the storm as there were... They were stocking with boxes and trucks and unloading and getting ready for the three-day, you know, whatever this is, Labor Day weekend.
Yep.
Getting ready. So it's going to be just absolute, you know, the people of Livermore, I don't blame you. It's going to be 116.
Yeah, I would get out of there too. Livermore is the place to go this weekend because there won't be anyone there. Just, you'll have the whole place to yourself.
So
crazy in the streets of Livermore.
116.
Oh, that's it's unlivable. It's outrageous.
I don't even think Vegas is okay with 116.
No, mm-hmm. And I can't even imagine what's happening out at Burning Man. I haven't heard a lick from anybody out there. I actually was thinking on my way in because it's, you know, the hottest days of Burning Man are about to happen. Like, mm-hmm. I wonder if people, maybe it's cooler there somehow because 116 is not doable and these people are out in the sun all day and. I hope everyone's okay. People have died at Burning Man, right?
People die everywhere.
That. Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
I've just never really.
Yeah, a lot of people have
it.
Died at Burning Man.
A lot?
Yikes.
I thought like
due to what? Like drugs or
probably all.
Yeah, in the past it's been drugs and whatever, and this year it's gonna be heat stroke.
I remember reading about this. I gotta look it up, so I don't really want to say. Well, last year a girl got ran over. We reported that on the air.
Oh.
Like there were like moving trucks and. She wasn't paying attention. But I had read a while ago that a bunch of people parachuted in and their parachutes didn't open up.
Oh, that does sound familiar.
And everybody loves that guy who goes, here, hold my beer. I got this. You know, that guy.
Right.
So you never know what kind of accidents have happened out there that are just drug or alcohol.
Fueled.
Uh-huh.
Right. Well, don't just try to stay cool this weekend.
Well, try to stay alive. I mean, that's the goal, everyone.
That is the goal.
Don't die this weekend.
That'd be great.
Who's there?
It's the not death.
Right.
Anybody but
see
Dad.
See you on Tuesday, everyone. Let's all meet back here on Tuesday morning, safe and sound.
Yeah. Today, Carmella from Specialized is going to come in to pick up something for a little charity auction she's doing.
Yeah.
But we're going to help. We're helping her out with her lupus foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Pour for the for a cure.
Right.
September 9th.
Yep.
I want to say that's Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa, exactly.
Yeah. She came by my house yesterday because
oh.
I get to borrow an electric bike. I've been yelling about that since they brought one by here. God, was that 3 years ago?
Who God, even
was
knows,
it?
It was. It's so funny because I still remember the sensation of pushing on the pedal and having the bike just kind of take off and fly underneath you. Like, you're pedaling it, and it does, you know, it is you.
It is slightly superhero.
Yeah.
Like,
you're just like, oh, I'm so strong.
It would make you, it makes you feel like you've got more than you've got.
Right.
I thought so anyway. Oh, the way you sprung up the hill was like,
oh, it's like nothing.
So
she brought.
So
the,
you got it.
I got the bike, and I'm so she's telling me about it, and you know, and I got to treat it real nice. It's a loaner, but she, so she leaves, and there I am with the bike. I'm like, oh my God, but then it's 100-something degrees, so I just rode it around the block a couple times, and then when John got home. I'm like, oh my God, John, you got to try this. And he's like, oh, what's it like? Is it just like, you know, does it have like a throttle? I go, no, it's not like a motor. You know, it's just sort of like a pedal assist. So he takes off on it. And then like a neighbor comes out and then another neighbor. Like we had, it was so funny. It just, the toy, like I didn't get to ride the bike again that day because everyone was like taking their spins
on
the
bike. So the deal with it is it's electric.
Yes.
So it makes no noise.
No. Yep.
And then I remember the spring that came out of the pedals.
Yeah.
I ride bikes all the time.
Yeah, this one helps you.
Yeah, and I've never experienced anything like that.
Yeah, it's super neat, but it was funny because, you know, we hardly ever see our neighbors. We go in the front and just head out the back and hide back there. But they, and our neighbor next door, the dog trainer guy.
Jim?
Yeah, Jim. Exactly. Oh my God, he was so into it. It's so funny. He brought out his laptop and he's like showing us stuff about electric bikes. Like, he's all into it.
Oh.
Like, oh my God, I can't believe you have this. Oh, I'm like, get on it, Jim. And he takes off on it.
That's
it's just
great.
So funny. Just to watch someone's back recede that fast on a bike is actually, it's really, and they're pedaling really slowly and they're.
So your run to market's going to be.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Better by far.
It is.
Good for you.
I know. I'm wicked excited.
Yeah. She's, you know, the Specialized kids have been, so they're right down the street.
Yeah.
Well.
Morgan Hill.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of. Yeah. Pretty long street, but.
I mean, you know, it's way South Bay. Real South Bay. As South Bay as it gets
right.
Before you hit Gilroy. But they are in the Bay Area.
Yep.
Local.
Yeah.
And they've helped us every year with our Toys for Tots drive in ways that, you know, all you can do is just be so thankful
right.
to get support from a local company that comes out with dozens of bikes for the kids. Not just one or
right.
two, but dozens
no,
upon
been
dozens.
So generous.
Year after year.
Year after year. We always count on Specialized, and that was just. And it was so funny just to see her and, you know, she's so, such a good person. Like, you just see, you know, certain people, you look at their face and they just like, they're just nothing but.
Goodness.
Just friendly and happy and sweet. And she went out of her way to bring the thing up to me so I wouldn't have to, like, get a bike rack for today. She's just so great.
She's an awesome lady.
And she is awesome.
And she has lupus. That's why she's
right.
helping with the lupus fundraiser, because she suffers from it. And when I sort of lost touch with her for a minute, I don't know how many years ago, but it was because she was super sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until we got back in touch, I don't know, after 6 months or something, that she said, well, I've been ill. And then I started asking, you know what I do, I just asked a million questions, probably many of them inappropriate, and but I don't know lupus.
Right.
And I didn't know what that meant, and I'm, you know, I'm Googling as I'm talking to her, like, like autoimmune and all this stuff that she was run down and couldn't do her work or
right.
anything, really, and it's a big deal. It takes people out.
Mm-hmm. And for, you know, you have periods where you're functional and everything's fine, and then it just, you know, it can hit you. And again, it is. It's like a mystery disease. Like, you know, now I'm sure in the olden days, it never even got diagnosed. Like people were just like, oh, that person's tired all the time. Like it's not.
Well, sure. It's like Lyme disease, who you don't even know. And then you hear from someone who's got it and it's a big thing.
Right.
And I have a friend who, well, I don't want to get off on Lyme disease, but I have a friend who his wife has it. And he's got a whole conspiracy about how that got out there. That you listen to him and you go, whoa, really? Mm. He's like, that's the government. That was going to be a bioweapon.
Oh.
And it comes from Lyme, Connecticut,
yeah,
which was an island right off Connecticut, and it got loose. I'm listening to the whole story, but his wife has it. They suffer. So, sure, they're looking for any kind of... Because what you really get is no help.
Right. Well, people think that you're, you know, because outwardly you're totally fine. Like, I'm convinced that's what John had for all those years. But it's in certain cases, it's hard to diagnose.
So it's gone?
Well, I would say he's at 90%+, but he's like, no, it's never completely... Not like he'll still get like... I mean, it affected him in different ways. Like remember how skinny he got there for a while? And he had like sore lymph nodes, and he would just have all these kind of internal symptoms that no doctor could really put their finger on. But then I had a cousin who had it, and he had some of the same things, and his was for sure diagnosed. He even had the, you know, you get a bite from like a tick, and it's like a bullseye. Ring around it, and that can be an indicator, but sometimes that's not there, and you can get it from other things, and it's...
Well, who thinks to even check themselves? I've checked myself now because I mountain bike, but even then, you don't... I mean, what am I doing? So I run my hands up and down my legs after I ride to make sure I don't have anything stuck to me, but...
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a hairy monkey. I'm hoping for the best.
Right.
I hope I got all that stuff off me, but...
Yeah.
What if it climbs into my butt crack? I don't know.
Sure.
How am I going to
check that too?
How am I going to check that?
With your fingers.
What?
You check.
I'm out in the street.
Well, get in the shower real quick and make sure you don't have a...
Oh, you don't think they get right to you?
Oh, you think it went all the way?
I don't know. Anyway, the point is...
Internal bug bite?
There's all kinds of diseases we don't know about, including Lyme, but lupus is one of them.
Yes.
And our friend has it. And she's doing a fundraiser.
we do meander.
Yeah, Pour for a Cure. Is it Pour for a Cure?
It is. Pour for a Cure, and it's Santa Rosa in September 9th. Oh, it is September now. September 1st today. It's crazy.
We have it on the Alice Facebook page, but we'll repost it later
But
today.
If you're one of those questioning types and you're saying to yourself, why the hell... Because you know what? Come Christmas, Specialized is going to deliver 1,000 bikes to the children, and we're going to be like, oh, Specialized! We love them.
Yeah.
We appreciate them, and we're happy to help Carmella and anyone else over there that needs it. Because they help us when we need it.
Yep. Every year when we reach out, there they are.
Mm-hmm.
Grab us by the hand and say, we got you.
Yep.
Them, The deluxe guys.
Vinny, what have we been talking about this week? Is it deluxe?
Clean out your closet for Harvey.
Check this out. So this is what went down. My friend Jim, who runs Deluxe.
Here, and Deluxe is in the city.
Deluxe is here in the city. And they just make a bunch of the big skateboard brands. But they're really a local company. And under one roof, they make Spitfire wheels and Thunder trucks and a bunch of different deck brands, Real and Crooked and Anti-Hero. Anyway, he reaches out to one of the skate... The skate community is pretty tight and pretty small, and he reaches out to one of the skate parks there. In Houston, where the flooding is obviously devastating, and they were on dry ground. They didn't... I've actually been reading about the flood zones and the way they built Houston.
Right.
They're calling it the Wild West in the sense that they didn't have any kind of oversight.
That's exactly right. I heard a report on NPR with those exact terms that you just used.
That it was a lot of where the suburbs of Houston are. It was marsh and grasslands, and it was basically the drainage ditch for all the rivers that come down there, and they just built houses.
And as usual, they put the vote to people who don't even know. They're like, yeah, of course we should be able to do whatever we want with our land. America. Yes! Well... they're maybe not getting all the information they need. You know, they're saying like a 500, you know, year chance that 1% at the least or most that this could happen. Meanwhile, there it is.
Right.
At your front
door.
They
had just redrawn all the 500-year maps like a few weeks ago is what I heard. Like, oh, no, it's fine, only in a worst-case scenario. Well, guess what? The worst case is here. So they're actually, I saw them on CNN or something yesterday. They were talking with city planners and stuff about how they're going to have to make hard decisions about who is even going to be allowed to rebuild and whether or not they're going to rezone some of this. And they should. They should rezone
it. They're even saying that the land that called it, I actually have the story for the news, but since it's coming up, I'll just do it. They call the clay that they build on, it's like it absorbs zero water.
Right.
Black gumbo, they call it. The clay-based soil is among the least absorbent in the nation. So on like
water
it's
just
problem
runs
on
off it.
Top of problem on top of. Anyway, the skate park there started saying, "We're on dry land. We'll take anything you guys can give. Clean out your closet. We'll get it to the people." But this isn't just a skate park. These are just boys that skateboard.
Right.
They're not FEMA and they're not, you know, city workers. So they got so much stuff already. And they've been giving it out to the people and it's pretty great. I think though that they actually reached their ability.
Oh, they've maxed out.
They've maxed out. They still want they still want water and diapers and food, but the clothing that came in, people who cleared out their closets, they were
more than they can even handle probably at this point.
Well, they're not even built to handle it.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're a skate park.
They're skateboarder boys who wanted to do right by their community and are.
So immediate need stuff is what's needed right
water,
now.
Water, diapers, food, I'm sure anything you can think of along
pillows,
those
blankets,
lines. Right.
Probably. Yeah, this is going to be a long time putting that area back together.
And the address is on my Instagram for this. It's South Bay Skate Park in Houston or something like that. I'll find it. But it's also, you can find it on my Instagram at Vin Hassan. It's also at RadioAlice.com. Pretty neat, though.
We've reached the top of the hour. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy 3-day weekend Friday. We'll be right back after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.